Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Johnny told his mama, hey, mama, I'm going away. I'm going to hit the big time, going to be a big star someday. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama. Smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know?
Welcome, welcome to Bleeding Blue, a show about the history of the New York Football Giants. My name is Justin Penick, joined alongside my co-host every week, one of my best friends in the world, Nikki Snacks. And Snacks, I'm really glad that somebody else is here with us who really enjoys and appreciates putting football before Giants, not just you. And I do get criticism sometimes, believe it or not, of saying the New York Football Giants and how often I say football and the way that I say football with two strong syllables. We have Sam Prince here. Sam, we're recording today. 1 week ago, your life kind of drastically changed a little bit, and we are so happy and so thankful to have you on. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, Justin and Snacks. My life changed for a little bit, changed completely, but on podcast shows like this, but I've been looking forward to Bleeding Blue for ever since you DM'd me on Twitter.
Well, Sam, I will say this, and Justin, you're right. I think we may have finally found my match, because watching Sam and his excitement on that stage when he announced that we got Kayvon Thibodeau is kind of like how I watch, or how you probably watch me when I'm 44 beers deep at 12 o'clock at a Giants tailgate. So I think we found the number one energetic Giant fan in the world. And I will say this, we were saying it before, but you understand when Kayvon Thibodeau goes to the Hall of Fame and in the Giants Ring of Honor, everybody will remember who called that name on stage.
So people were talking about that to me. If he ever, so my whole, like, I'm going to knock on something. If he does what you just said, my dream is to announce him in those moments, because that would be a full circle moment. I think Mr. Maurer and the Giants organization would want that to happen. What do you guys think?
I would say if they don't let that happen, then that's malpractice on their end, because all of us Giants fans are always going to remember Sam Prince when we hear and see Kayvon Thibodeau.
The reason why we're having you on this history show that we do, you know, because Bleeding Blue is a Giants history show. And even though, like, literally you made the pick 1 week ago, we're going to remember that. Like, if Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and Dabes, if they turn around this team, and when they do, not even
when
if.
When
they turn around this team, we're going to remember that moment as kind of like the start of it, right? You know, being excited about Kayvon Thibodeau's superstar potential. And I will say, I don't think the pick is the same if it's Evan Neal. But the fact that it's with Kayvon, and the fact that Kayvon was that first pick, and he has that superstar potential with that personality, and you guys had that moment together where you really were, I feel, the manifestation of Giants fans, like millions of Giants fans, on their couches that night in terms of how we felt. And you were that guy on that stage dapping him up. So really, it was a historic, historic moment. And it doesn't take 5-10 years to go by for us to realize how historic of a moment that was. And that is why I'm so glad that you are here.
Yep. Wow. And I want to say too, because that reaction that you gave, I think that amped Thibodeau up even more, because once he sees you going nuts, Thibodeau's going nuts, and the whole hug and everything, it was something. And Justin, I'm so happy you said that, because the day after it happened, I tweeted out, I said, the young man who I'm giving all the credit to for when we finally turn this ship around, thank you, Sam Prince. And I put the GIF on. So when this ship does get turned around, you were the ringleader. And for that, I will always thank you. And Justin knows this, when people do well for me and my sports teams, I put them in my will. And Sam, you're in my will. You will be in my will.
Whoa, Nikki Snacks. First of all, I gotta follow you on Twitter if I don't already. Thank you so much for the will. And you know what? That's an honor for me to, you know, be the quote unquote ringleader for the Giants right now.
That's it. That's it. You're the guy. You're the guy that started this engine back. Let's go.
Look, Giants, well, when was the last time we had a great draft that we were all proud of and happy? Not just one pick.
1941?
A very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you been able to really sit back and think about, because it's been 1 week at the time that we're recording this. Have you been really able to sit back and really reflect on how awesome everything has kind of gone between that moment and even, you know, meeting Eli Manning before the actual draft and, you know, flying out to Vegas? Have you been able to sit back yet, or are you still going a million miles an hour?
I'm still going a million miles an hour. I'm still on cloud nine, Justin. You know, I have thought about it, you know, it really hit me like after the fact when I was on, you know, like just soak it up. My phone was on do not disturb the whole weekend, so I wouldn't, you know, go on my phone and stuff like that. So I wanted to soak it all in. And I think one of the coolest parts that wasn't the surprise or the announcement was when I went on NFL Network to anchor a show. That was incredible. That was a surprise.
That was not planned.
No.
You had no idea. So they just threw you into the fire.
They're like, hey, Rich is like, hey, you know, Sam, you want to become a sports broadcaster? Let's do something like this. You're going to be in my chair for the exact, and then you're going to anchor the rest of the show. I went down to Daniel, Charles, Peter, and of course, Rich. And then I closed out the show.
And you did a great job. So I could see it already. Your future is beyond bright. And somebody with all that knowledge and that intensity and that fire, that people want to see that. When I'm watching TV, I want to see that resonate. And with you at such a young age already, what are you, 17?
I'm 19.
19? Like, that's insane to see at that young age. So I wish you all the luck. And I know we'll be seeing you on our television screens for a long time. Well, maybe not me. I won't be around too long, but
me, Nicky Snacks, you're not that old. You're talking like you're like 100 years old. You're like, I feel
100 years old.
Snacks' soul has been through 100 years worth of adversity. So speaking of, I guess, you know, kind of talking about a long time, you in a way have had to wait quite a while to make this pick, because I know that this was supposed to happen in 2020. So obviously it was worth the wait, but are you eventually getting to a point where it's just like, is this thing going to happen? You know, I'm sure there's so much stuff that's happening in the world that's out of your control and stuff like that. What, you're waiting 2+ years for, to actually make this pick and to make this happen. It obviously was worth the wait, but how is that kind of process, just waiting it out and everything like that?
You know, Justin, Snacks, let's get a little serious here. I was devastated in 2020 when my wish was postponed. I was really just upset. Like, it was a whole mood change for me. I was not as energetic. But then when the draft came around, I was still happy because, you know, it's NFL draft day. I mean, how could you not be? So when Andrew got selected, I was very happy. I really like Andrew. I think he's doing very well for the Giants. Eric Drew, as you guys have a shirt from him on johnpointmedia.com. Plug right there. So I'm a big Andrew fan, and Make-A-Wish actually surprised me. They felt the Giants heard about my story in the NFL, and Andrew heard about it, and he wanted to meet me. So we had a 20-30 minute Zoom call, and it was awesome. He's a really cool guy. We still stay in touch right now. Unfortunately, I've not met him in person yet, but, you know, hopefully I will soon. I have his jersey. I was wearing it yesterday when I was talking to Justin on a Zoom call with Bobby Snacks. You unfortunately were not there.
I was a little late. I'm sorry, but congratulations on your
Ring of Honor.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say that.
Yes. No. Yeah. It's out
there. Yeah. No. It's out there. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's out there. Yeah. I don't want to like say yes when you guys induct me into Ring of Honor when Snacks was late.
I was like genuinely upset because when Justin told me that I could be a part of it, I was like, I was honored and I was elated. But I, just to that point about the 2020, and listen, that's heartbreaking. And I can only imagine
how it was heartbreaking.
But you know what? You know what? You know what's funny, Sam? The world works in mysterious ways where I was always brought up. My mother used to tell me everything happens for a reason. And I think, you know, maybe that the COVID and the cancellation of your wish all happened for a reason. You got to go to Las Vegas in front of all those people instead of doing it over a Zoom and announcing it like that. You were in front of all those millions of people watching and on TV, and you got arguably like a guy that, listen, everybody wanted Andrew Thomas, but you know, that's not like a rock.
It's not flashy like Kayvon.
Exactly. Mm. Right. Exactly.
We got a flashy guy. When, okay. Since Odell, the Giants haven't had a flashy player.
Right.
And right. I'm going to say this since Strahan, the Giants haven't had a flashy defensive player.
Correct. Correct.
And this is a New York baby. No. We need this. And you know, 2020 and little, so I was also supposed to, thinking about going in 2021. In my mind, I thought it was going in 21, but you know, that was never official. So then the Giants surprised me in 2022, but you know, they're like, yeah, we can't, you know, unfortunately still COVID. I was upset. I was like, yeah, that was a Sam Prince mind fault thing. I trapped myself in the mind to do that.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Yeah. And Snacks, I do agree with you. Everything does happen for mysterious reasons. You know, I got to announce Kayvon Thibodeau's name going trending on Twitter. You know, everyone, all the Giants fans love me now.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
crazy.
And you got more Twitter followers than me now.
Wait, no, no way, no way, no way.
Listen, yeah. Listen. If anybody deserves it, it's you. It's you.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki Snacks.
I have a question. So when we bring on guests and whatnot, it's a little different because with the guests, we're not really talking about old history games or old history players and stuff. Where it's just me and Justin. That's what we normally do. So we like to get the backstory of our guest fandom. So, you know, for me and probably Justin, we were born into it. Our families were Giants fans. I was wondering for you, was it a family thing? Did you have a favorite player when you were a kid? Like, how did you become a New York Football Giants fan?
All right. So I became a New York Football Giants fan.
Yes.
So my whole family bleeds blue. My grandpa, Ben Tabbs, had season tickets for the Giants for 50 years. He also had season tickets for the Jets, but we're not going to talk about the Jets here. We're talking about the
not New on York. This show. Not on
we're
this
talking. Show. We're talking about the New York Football Giants. We all bleed blue, and he's been going to games for so long. And my uncle goes with my brother goes with them. Max. My uncle's name is Daniel. We call him Uncle D. My cousin Alec and my cousin Isabel goes. It's a whole family thing. It's got four tickets, so I would. We go like each of us we don't go to every game, but now some people are in college and away. So there are more tickets to spread around. So I wasn't always a biggest sports fan. I always liked the Giants, you know, because everyone liked them. I mean, what am I going to be that kid who likes the Jets? Why would I ever want to be that person?
Nope. I completely hear you. And that's to me, you know, with the New York Giants, the New York football
Giants.
Everybody that I know and met, especially because we're all in New Jersey, and it really is like a family thing. Like you're born into this fandom, you know. You know, I was born in 93 and I didn't really pick up football until like 2000. Wait. You know, obviously the Giants had a great year and that's what made me fall in love, but I also didn't have a choice like many of us did. And our grandfathers were fans, our dads are fans, our moms, our brothers, our sisters. So to me, that's a very special thing. You don't find, to me at least, maybe it's so little in the fact that I only know this area and Giants and Jets fans and stuff like that, but you probably go around the league and fans are picking whatever team they want from wherever they're from.
Yeah.
Here, it's like a family built driven thing. And to me, it's very special. So I love that.
We are a family Giants fans. We're not going to talk about the Jets. This is the New York Football Giants we're talking about. Look, funny thing is about like family and teaching them football. My dad actually doesn't love sports as much as me and my whole family. Like he'll watch it with us. It's kind of funny. So my brother, Max Prince, taught me Giants football on the stairs with a whiteboard. He would teach me what a wide receiver was, what a cornerback
was. So cool.
What a quarterback, not a corner. He would teach me the positions on a whiteboard. It was pretty funny. And, you know, I always like knew who like Victor Cruz was. And because like, you know, he actually lived in my neighborhood. Yeah. For a couple of years, but then unfortunately he moved. Cool guy. And then, you know, Eli, I always loved Eli and Victor. I remember watching the Super Bowls. Unfortunately, I was too young to really appreciate it. So it's really sad. And 2014, I became a fanatic.
I was going to ask, like, what year was it really that hit you? Because me and Justin have talked about it in the past, like 2000 is the year that I became the psycho that I am. So 2014, that's good to know. So you only got 2 years of Coach Coughlin, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty sad to think about it like that. And to also think about Snacks, you were born in 93. So you've technically been alive for the same amount of Super Bowls the Giants have won than the Dallas Cowboys have won.
Wow. Let me just throw that shot in there.
He knows the way to my heart, Justin. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. He knows the way to my heart. I hate that team more than I hate anything in the world.
See, for me, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. Ugh. I hate the Eagles.
You know what? I might be transitioning to that, because now that I'm down here, you know, in South Jersey, I see all Eagles fans, and it's
bad.
Tough, man. It's tough.
I've been called where you live, South Jersey.
Don't do it.
Oh boy.
Do not say it.
I'm not saying Central Jersey.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
There's no such thing as Central Jersey.
Oh, my God.
It's North Jersey. No, there's North and South. There is no such thing as Central Jersey.
I love this kid more than I love anything right now.
So, yeah.
Sam, you know, I'm sorry, you know the way to
– man.
You know okay. The way to Snacks' heart.
You okay, really do.
Snacks, since you do live in North Jersey, you call it Taylor Ham or pork roll?
Taylor Ham.
Let's go. Thank you. It's not called pork roll. Oh, that just sounds so what am I eating? A pork rolled up. Yeah. It's Taylor Ham.
Disgusting.
Pork roll sounds barbaric if you really think about it.
It's gross. People are degenerates. And whoever calls it pork roll sucks. Excuse my friend.
Are you Justin, what do you call it? Taylor Ham or pork roll?
It's Taylor Ham.
It's Taylor Ham. Okay, good. I need to make sure.
That's too far. All right. Justin, if you don't mind, can I bounce another question real quick?
Oh, please!
It's gonna be a quick one.
New Jersey Giants.
I'm telling you, my will. I'm gonna start taking people out of my will just so I can give more to Sam. That's really what I might start doing after all these unbelievable tricks to get to my heart. Are you sure you didn't prep him for this, Justin? Like these things that trigger Snacks and
I'm positive. And it's not that easy to really trigger you, either in a good way or a bad way. So
no,
go ahead.
No, it's not. All right. So we got into your fandom. And yes, I know this is a history podcast, but last week is history.
Yeah.
Now you read Kayvon Thibodeau's name on that card.
Yeah.
Don't lie to us.
Who
did you want? I guess maybe before the draft started and you saw the first four players taken, who did you want? And then when it was the first four taken, who did you want?
I wanted Kayvon Thibodeau. I didn't think he was going to be available. I thought it was going to be the Detroit Lions. But then the Jaguars took Trayvon Walker. And then the whole draft fell to us.
It's okay. Unbelievable. You don't have to tell us the tricks of the trade or the secrets or anything. But do you see that name when you get up there first, or you know it behind?
So I'll tell you how the whole thing works.
Okay.
So
that's kind of my question.
My card's upstairs, so I would show you, but I don't have it.
You showed us last night on Talking Giants.
Yeah, I showed you on Talking Giants, so it's available. You'll watch it. I can get it if you guys really want. But so the card, there's a card named with the fifth pick and the 2022 NFL draft, the New York Giants. It said New York Giants. I said New York Football Giants.
That's so great.
I said to the Giants organization, is it okay if I said New York Football Giants? And they said it's more than okay. Mm. And then it said Kayvon Thibodeau, the phonetically how to pronounce it, defensive end Oregon. I say Oregon, but I say Oregon. I say either or. Well, you know, it's technically pronounced Oregon. Yeah, tomato, tomato. So I was pronouncing his name and Akeem Aquano's name. And Zion Johnson, all these other prospects' names the whole week. So I wouldn't become a living bad meme if I mispronounce it on stage. That'd be terrible. So yeah, I got it right when you guys see on the TV to pick us in. That's when I know. That's when the commissioner knows.
That's unbelievable. I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have said like the complete opposite. But that's pretty interesting, Justin. I'm kind of shocked.
And Sam, what I really appreciate about you is you were very clear that. Kind of different from the consensus of Giants fans, where I think a lot of Giants fans were so scarred of get the lineman, just get the lineman and don't worry about anything else. But you were like, no, I want KT first. Oh, excuse me. I want Kayvon Thibodeau first. You know, KT's Kadarius Toney. I want Kayvon Thibodeau first. And that was, you know, now we can look back on it and say that was like a little sneaky good move by Joe Shane, because then they would have been fine with either tackle that fell to seven, either Neal or Aquanu, right? So you were that forward thinking. You were in, you know, you were thinking with Joe Shane. You and him were lockstep together, thinking about that. Yeah, wanting Kayvon first. When a lot of Giants fans, we were like, we just want the tackle, and then don't worry about anything else.
No, the way I look at it is like, if defensive players are falling and you're going to keep your pick at seven, you go for the best defensive player available. Mm. And a happy Kayvon happened to be Kayvon Thibodeau, because he's not going to be available at seven. The Cowboys were trying to trade up with the Panthers to steal him from us, and we didn't want another steal with Devontae Smith. So then I look at it like we're either going to Kwanu or Neal. So either or.
You take
I
that,
wanted
right?
Neal. I mean, look, you get one of the best tackles, 1A, 1B. I think Neal's a little better than Kwanu. And then you got the second best defensive player in the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. And me and Justin have, so, you know, during the week or something, I'll be on a drive, or Justin will be on a drive or on a walk. He's walking Mikey, his dog. And, you know, we'll just talk and talk and talk. And me and him have been hell bent on wanting Kayvon Thibodeau. Cause while yes, we desperately need that offensive line help, having that superstar game changing edge rusher has been, first of all, it's been the Giants' DNA forever,
yes.
And we needed to get back to that. And a superstar like that, which he has superstar potential written all over it, we are all in lockstep at who we wanted at five in our first pick. So
yeah.
I couldn't be more thrilled that you got your guy and you got to announce your guy.
Yeah. So the way I look at that, so I'm like, okay, you build the team with the offensive line and D line. That's the way you build up.
Amen.
Because look, I mean, that's the only way you can succeed in the NFL with a good offensive line and defensive line. There's no like, okay, you know what? Like the Giants last year, I knew that Patriots game this season, I had that feeling it's going to be a disaster. And it was a disaster last
year.
There's no secret about it. And it was a disaster? Because they didn't build from the line and defensive line. They got Kenny Galladay, all these flashy players to distract us from the true meaning of how to build a football team. And what was the last time the Giants had a star edge rusher? I'm going to go with Justin Tuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, we love Justin Tuck. Towards the end of his career, he was kind of burnt out a little bit. So it's been close to a decade.
I would go with 10 years, maybe yeah, even absolutely. Since we won the Super Bowl.
And yep. You were on the Case Show, Sam, and a phrase that they say all the time is you can't be half pregnant.
Yes.
And that's the way that the Giants have been building their O-line. They've been building it like they're half pregnant, kind of just hoping,
yeah.
Hey, we're hoping this thing could fall into place. And I think they did the same thing with their D-line last year, where Patrick Graham wanted to go with the very high blitz rate. He wanted to blitz a lot, but still quarterbacks were sitting back there with 3+ seconds to throw. And it's tough. If you ain't getting home, it's going to hurt the secondary. It's going to hurt everybody. So I've loved your approach and how you've been kind of explaining that this is the right approach to do for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, look, the team last year, as I said, it was not too good. There was a couple of bright spots, but I just look at this football team like a totally different way. And Snacks, Justin, when was the last time Giants fans didn't complain about the offensive line?
I'm getting tired of it, Sam. I'm getting tired of it. That was the main thing of, you know, I've only been podcasting since 2018, so I can't imagine there have been beat reporters that have been here for longer. I'm tired of it. I am tired of having the excuse of the Giants' offensive line is not good. I'm tired of it, man. You know?
It's the same thing over and over
Groundhog
again.
Day, yeah.
It's the new season. Line and edge rush. Yeah. And no, Gettleman, Jerry Reese, they would never do anything about it.
Yes.
But then Shane comes in. That's my guy. We gotta just clap. Let's clap it up for Joe Shane right here. Clap it up for Joe Shane. For doing that for Giants fans, hopefully Evan Neal and Andrew Thomas are the tackles of the future and the stars on that line, and we won't have to complain about, oh, we need a tackle in the draft, blah, blah, blah.
It's so true. I think for at least the next decade, they have figured out the two hardest positions to figure out on the offensive line. So that is a win in and itself. And real quick, just to circle back, Sam, when you were on the Michael Kay Show, I'm an avid Michael Kay Show listener. I listen every day. When I get home from work, I put it on my TV. Are you gonna take up Michael's offer about the Yankee game this year?
Sacks. Is the sky blue? I don't want to mean like I don't want to mean like an insult like that.
I know,
but,
I know.
Of course, I'm a diehard Yankees fan. I mean, I don't really get why you wouldn't be a Yankees fan.
I agree.
You know, I don't like.
Well,
you know.
Good. I'm just making.
You two are too similar.
We are.
Wait, Sacks. Serious question for you.
Oh boy.
What do you think of the Mets? Do you hate them?
Despise them.
Thank you. I despise them almost as much as the Red Sox.
They're close. They're 1B to the Red Sox.
Yo, their fans are like, oh my gosh.
I'll say 1C because I now hate the Astros more than I hate the Mets.
No.
Okay.
Astros for me, I don't like them, but I have it's softened up because they made it back to the World Series without cheating.
It's fair. That's fair.
I don't hate the Astros themselves. I only hate Altuve.
Hate him. That midget.
You two are too similar.
Aaron Judge should have that freaking 2017 MVP.
Yep. I'll never forgive that little.
Okay.
I told myself I wouldn't curse, and I'm not going to. But I swear to God, if I ever saw Altuve in the street, I'd spit in his face.
I wouldn't do that.
Sorry.
It's not that I strongly dislike Altuve. That's a better word.
I sometimes take things over the top. I apologize.
So we're finding a lot of similarities between Snacks and Sam, but we're also finding out that just Sam is just genuinely a better person than Snacks.
Oh, without a doubt. I think we could have told that a long time ago. But all right, so I know we got to get wrapping up, and I wanna bring up one more topic. It's a little. Sam, you're very near and dear to my heart, not because of how you went about the whole draft and how humble and how awesome and how just kind-hearted and excited you've been, but I'm a Make-A-Wish recipient myself.
No way. I never knew that.
Yes. So when I was 16, I had some cancer, whatever the case.
Please.
I'm all good. My hair's back. I look great. There's too much hair. I got to shave my face. I hate it. But anyway, so I always, my whole life, I wanted to, you know, as a kid growing up, I always wanted to be a Giants season ticket holder. My parents never got season tickets. My dad put me on the waiting list the day I was born. We never got them. So I always wanted to call myself a Giants season ticket holder. So stupid me, my Make-A-Wish comes to my house. They're like, we want to grant a wish to Nicholas. I was like, me? Go give it to somebody else. I don't, whatever. So we're talking, like, what do you really want? And my parents are like, we could take a cruise to Italy. We could go on vacation. We could renovate the house. We could do all these things. I'm like, this is my wish. So I wish for Giants season tickets for one season. And it was an unbelievable year that unfortunately ended in DeSean Jackson returning a punt and kicking us out of the playoffs. But anyway, I always say that was the catalyst. And I was the catalyst for our Super Bowl run the next year. But I was, you know, Zach, our friend Zach Rosenblatt wrote a little article about me and my tattoo and whatnot. You are now officially the number one Make-A-Wish kid for the New York Giants. And if there was a baton that I could pass, I can't pass any baton in the world. I'm glad to pass this one to you. So I'm glad this is the person that it happened to. And I just want to say that I appreciate you and everything you went through. And the fact that, like you were just saying, how upset you were in 2020 that it got canceled, that it came back around full circle, and that this experience was 20 times better than 2020 ever could have been. And I'm proud of you and everything you've been through and how you handled yourself through it. So I love you. And great job, and thank you for being on here. And I'm sorry, Justin, Sam, if that got a little bit emotional.
No, it is.
Something that is very been very, very near and dear to my heart. I watched the draft with my father, and he was even tearing up because, you know, just for my family, it's something really special. So Make-A-Wish is amazing. The Giants are amazing, and you are absolutely amazing too. So great job.
Thank you. Love you too, Snacks, and you too, Justin.
Sam, I have one more question for you. I know you want to get into sports media.
Yes.
So I want to know from you, what kind of entices you the most? And this is honestly just a selfish question because I want to know this about you. What entices you the most about sports media? Like, is it broadcasting? Is it the content creator side of things?
Babe.
Producer? What are you looking to get into?
I want to host my own show one day for a major platform. Yeah, maybe John Boy Media wants to hire me one day. We'll see.
To a good start.
And that would be awesome right out of college, do stuff with them. So, you know, I mean, my dream is to cover the NFL on a major platform. You know, I would love to be on TV and cover the draft. That is my ultimate dream. And also what entices me, and the Super Bowl, really, or just any one of the major sports teams, major sports leagues. I mean, that's on ESPN, NFL Network, NBA, NHL Network, all these major things. That's my dream because I get paid to talk sports. I don't want to just sit around a desk job all day and be miserable with my life.
Amen. And I think unlike Justin, you have the face for TV. So
Justin's a cool guy.
No, he's Sam. He's ugly as sin.
I've always said that I have a body for radio. That's how I've always approached things. So,
well, I can promise you, after watching just a small portion of you on NFL Network and hosting with Rich Eisen and all those big names, you got some future ahead, buddy.
All right, thank you, Stacks. I really appreciate that.
Of course.
All right, Sam, so what I want you to do to wrap us up, I want you to plug yourself. Plug your socials, plug your podcast, and I'm going to include stuff in the description as well so people can click on it.
I'll have you guys on the show soon. My podcast, Prince on the Pod. Once again, that's Prince on the Pod. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and on TikTok. And my personal account is SamThePrince14 on Instagram, Twitter. And once again, podcast, Prince on the Pod, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and personal SamThePrince14 on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, awesome. Right on. Sam Prince, thank you so much for hopping on. We really appreciate it. And again, this is a New York Football Giants history show, and I really do think, even though it's 1 week later, this is something that we're going to look back 5-10 years from now when Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, when they collect two Super Bowls themselves, this is something that we're going to remember as the kickoff and the start of a new era for Giants football. So we'll see everybody next week. Until then, keep on bleeding blue. Peace.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.